Hello, hello, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Queen of the Ring podcast. I'm Alex Lajas, and I am joined here today in the building, the media man, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Righteous Reg.
Alex, what the hell is this? This is my intro. I'm supposed to do my own intro coming into a pod, Alex.
I know, but I studied it and I wanted to give you the red carpet, just walk down the red carpet.
No, you stepped on my intro.
Oh, I didn't do it good. I didn't do it as good as you, though.
I liked it. I thought you did a pretty good job. I'm mad. I'm going to just tape that, get that little clip and just play it every time now.
Yeah. Play it. It's just me in front of Grapsody, the intro video. Photoshop me in.
Ridiculous. Alex, hello. Thank you for having me. It's your boy, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster in the building. You know the words. Righteous Reg, Grapsody Podcast, Media Man. I don't know. I have a whole bunch of things. Very happy to be here. There's a lot going on as always. But beyond that, my friend, it's great to join you as always. We always have the most fun here. Wore my New York shirt because I knew I was going to be on here today.
Friend, I'm so happy. My total divas buddy.
Right,
we're
in.
Back, baby.
A minute and 49 seconds in,
we're
she's already
back.
At it.
Yeah, we had a grand old time last season talking mm-hmm. about Brian Danielson. You had a little Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Still haunts my dreams. Sometimes I wake up in cold sweats. I'm like, total divas.
We're gonna convert you. We're gonna convert you into a fan.
All right.
Yeah, and you're gonna love it. Okay. The storylines, man, you're not ready. Natty with the dominatrix in the kitchen and her mom walks in.
I mean, that doesn't sound half bad. Is Jenny on there too? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
She's on there?
Yeah, the cock destroyers are on there.
The who?
The cock destroyers.
What kind of a name is that?
It's not really a name. It's just like what people compare them to. I don't know. Men on the
internet,
dude. Men on the internet, dude. That's what they say.
Okay.
Not my words.
Wow.
It's not my words.
Jeez Louise. It's scary outside, but also I'm interested. I'm very interested now.
Huh? Listen, it's snowing out here in New York. It's about to rain over there.
Yeah.
Speaking of rain. The Rainmaker. Man.
Wow. Did you see how she brought it back around? You're professional at this, I think.
I know. It's not like I had multiple shows on various different platforms.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Come on.
Okada's leaving New Japan, hun. What do we think about it? How are we feeling? I'm sad.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm sad. I thought that he would retire with the company.
Same, Alex. I said the same thing when I saw this tweet last night. I thought he was a... We say there's WWE lifers, there's blah, blah, blah lifers. I thought Okada was a New Japan lifer. This is shocking. This is like... We've never seen a situation where the tippy-top guy leaves a company and he's still in his prime. He's still that top guy. It's not like... People are comparing it to like, what about when Hogan left? Hogan wasn't the top guy at that time. His time had come... But everybody, when they left, their time had came. Okada's time hasn't come. He could still do this for 15 more years, and he's leaving. I just can't. I don't understand still, Alex. It hasn't registered in my brain yet.
It hasn't. I haven't really processed it, especially the Battle in the Valley match that he had with Will Ospreay just received 5 stars. Like, he's still kicking it. He's still kicking it. He's still going. I thought he was a lifer with New Japan. It seems like New Japan is struggling a little bit financially. I don't know. I don't take care of their books. Even the little money that they have, I wish I had it.
You know, Alex, I've had a few conversations with some New Japan talent about the money and how it works. Mind you, these were American talent, so they work a little bit different, but they weren't... Like, this was before Ospreay was going to leave, and they were like, Ospreay's probably going to leave. And I was like, what? And then, like, the way that money works over there just is different. And I think that they use like we're New Japan as you're gonna stay, like, you know, like why would you leave this big conglomerate? But it's like, yo, I'm trying to get paid what I'm worth. And if Okada has anything, you give him your house. Like, you could come live with me. You can have my wife. You can have my car, my kids. They're all yours, Okada. But I mean, if they couldn't do that, something is going on over there, Alex. Something is going on.
Something fishy's going on. Dude, 17 years he was with that company. Since he was 19 years old, he is the greatest IWGP champion ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's so wild that he's leaving. And I don't know where he goes from here. It's anything is possible. I just always saw him in New Japan for life. Going to AEW makes a little bit more sense because, you know, he's worked there before.
History.
Might be interesting to see him in WWE, though.
Interesting for whom?
Not you, I guess.
Listen, I've seen a lot of people very excited about it. I'm just like, these are all people that know nothing about Okada. That's why they're excited about this. But I understand, just if you look at it from above and you're like, oh, wrestling, this is the greatest, New Japan, blah, blah, blah. Of course he should come to the big dog's house, come be at WrestleMania. But I mean, really break that down and think about it. Come on, like, how much sense does that really make? Somebody said, do you want to see him on the Grayson Waller show? Do you want to see The Miz interviewing Okada? That sounds disgusting. I'll throw up right now on this show, Alex.
I would love it. I would love every minute of it.
The Miz, Alex?
Yeah. The greatest WrestleMania headliner of all time, The Miz. He's awesome. His words, not mine. All right?
I think you want me to click off of this show.
No, don't do that.
That's disgusting, Alex. The Miz. But yeah, I mean, there's a new regime. Life is different over there. Triple H is running things. It's not Vince McMahon. I am harping back on, they've had a moment like this. Shinsuke Nakamura, when he came over, he was a superstar over in New Japan. Big dog, top guy, one of their pillars. And he came over to WWE and, I mean, surfing USA. That's all I got to say. Like, I don't think it'll be that because things are different. But I'm like, that's okay. There's no way that WWE is going to do Okada justice. I just can't.
I don't think so either, but there's like a new system. So it feels kind of I guess WWE is entering this new era.
True.
We're going to have to see because this is like a new era going into Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. It's like the Mecca, the biggest event in professional wrestling. We're in that season now. And it's like they could do it right. They couldn't. I don't know. It's like you said, with Shinsuke Nakamura, he was a big deal going into NXT. I absolutely don't think Okada, if he goes to WWE, he'll go to NXT. That would be wild.
Oh, that just hurt my... For you even to fake say that, I was like, oh, God, don't even. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. What did they do?
Okada Twitter walking out on the down. CW. I'm going to break something in half. This is crazy. Like, that shouldn't even be an option. But the fact that that's an option, that's an option. The winning thing about this, I think the Japanese women wrestlers are doing well currently in WWE. I don't know if that helps because the men's side is so different. You know what I mean? Like the main event scene over there is like, it's established. You know, I know they would put them in there. I just don't know if they'll do them justice. I don't know.
I don't think so either. But I also feel like with AEW, I've seen it. I don't know what else is there. Like, what is a dream match for Okada over there?
Anything.
Anything?
Anything. Like him and Dante Martin, him and Daniel Garcia, him and Serpentico. Like, it's Okada. Like, it's different. It's just going to hit different because it's AEW and he can cook and he can shine over there. Like, Okada and Otis, I don't give a shit about that. It just moves different over in AEW. because Okada, of what they presented to us.
Okada versus Gunther would be pretty dope, though.
Yes. There's like five of those you could do over there, though.
Yeah. There's five of those over there in AEW. I mean, it's a completely different style from where he's coming from with, like, the super strong style, then going into AEW, which just does feel like pure professional wrestling, and then WWE is just sports entertainment. It's just, it's Broadway, pretty much, you know? I think wherever he goes, I'm following, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people are predicting that he's going to go to TNA. I know that he announced that he's going to be on TNA next week. TNA is back officially, you know, no longer Impact, Hard to Kill. We're entering so many different eras in professional wrestling. But I feel like now is the time. Again, we're living in such a great time of professional wrestling. It's very sad that he's leaving New Japan, because when I got into New Japan, like 2015, when it was popping.
Yeah.
And I got into it because of Kenny Omega, and then I watched Okada's match with Omega at Wrestle Kingdom, and I came for Omega, but I stayed for Okada.
Yes.
And I just never thought I would see the day that he would leave New Japan. But wherever he goes, I'm following, and when that coin drops, it's going down, you know.
It's
going down. I was gonna say something else, but I'm not.
yeah, exactly. Keep that. It's a kid friendly show. It's early in the morning. No. But yeah, it's not at all. The good thing about this is I've seen a lot of people saying that he done everything in New Japan. He did everything there is to do, and I think even beyond that, for my money, he's had the greatest professional wrestling match of all time. If somebody's like, show me what professional wrestling is, I'm gonna show them Okada and Kenny Omega wrestling. Like, here's how you do it at the highest level. This is the max. This is the best you could ever do it right here. So he has that. He can go and just, he's probably talking to Shinsuke like, damn, they got surfing, they got hamburgers and shit, tacos and stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. Like, he can go and just cruise, just have the life of he's that he wants, a chill ass life, because he's done it. He's done everything. He's done the best that you could ever do at pro wrestling. He's already done it. So if he did just go and get a big contract, have a life over there in the sun in Florida and shit, I'd be into it. I just don't want that. I think there's a lot more for him to do. He's still super young, but, you know, he's wrote the book already.
Yeah, and there's a lot of history that he has with the AEW roster that they can, like, run back. Eventually, you know, when Kenny comes back, hopefully if he does come back, that's going to be a huge match. That's something that could be really huge for Wembley if they do an all-in Wembley again later down the line. You got Jay White. You have, who else? I mean, Samoa Joe right now, killing it as AEW World Champion. You've got some new opponents. Like, I would love to see Okada versus Lee Moriarty.
Yeah.
Moriarty.
See?
Said that name wrong. But I would love to see that. There's just, like, better matchups in AEW compared to WWE. I think the pageantry of WWE is why I want to see him, because when he came out at Wrestle Kingdom this year and he had the Beyonce outfit,
that was hot.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I think that there'll be more moments like that. He'll be able to be presented how he should be as an American wrestler, but I just don't know if the crowd's gonna care. Like, I tweeted already, like, what chance Okada getting what chance, like, grinds my gears, like, my blood's boiling right now thinking about it. And that's a possibility, and I don't want that to be a possibility. This is one of the greatest Japanese wrestlers, the greatest Japanese wrestler of our generation, and he can't be getting what chance. But I know they're coming, because when he gets to New Hampshire and fucking Wyoming, they don't know who Okada is. He's just this Japanese guy who can't speak English.
And they don't know. They only know AEW Okada. Like, they don't know Okada coming out at Wrestle Kingdom with a T-Rex.
They don't know that.
You know, they don't know that at all. And I highly advise people to go back to the backlog of Okada to see some bangers. And again, he has a lot of history with the roster of AEW. It's much more exciting in terms of match quality, in terms of just switching it up and doing something different. Going to WWE could be something, but again, I feel like they're on like probation almost. It's like, I have to see what you're doing. You just got Punk back. You're setting up possibly Punk versus Rollins. We're getting Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. We're getting
the Rock champ.
The Rock coming back? Okay, but Okada versus Rock?
No. The Rainmaker's gonna tear the Rock's arm off the bone. I just can't, you know? Like, I want the Rock to have the safe. Like, people are clamoring for this Roman match. And I'm like, I want it to be the safest match of all time. Protect Dwayne The Rock Johnson, please. He's made of silk. He's buff as hell, but like, he can rip in half, and with no question, we've seen it before. I'm still very nervous about it. The Rock and Okada sounds sick. I don't know. That shouldn't happen. Those words shouldn't go together.
I'm changing your mind now.
That's why I don't be coming on shows with your ass, Alex. Because stuff like this happened. This is stuff like you be convincing me of shit I don't want to be convinced of.
You're going to watch Total Divas. Don't worry.
See? Sick world.
No, man. But Okada, like, he has that fighting spirit. He has that spirit of Antonio Inoki. Right? Like, he is that, like, god in New Japan. In just Japanese wrestling as a whole. Yeah. And right now, the Puro scene over there, I'm a little worried about it. Oh, Not so much with, like, Joshi, like, TJPW, Stardom. No, they're doing good. A great job. Like, they're about to have a really great weekend at WrestleMania weekend with the shows that they've announced. And the collaboration show with TJPW and GCW. Very excited for that. But when it comes to Noah, Dragon Gate, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's, you're losing a big dog. You're losing the biggest dog. Yeah, I mean, you see all the top guys in the promotions you name are trying to fight him. They're going for Okada. They're talking about Okada. Okada's the guy. And to lose such a pillar like that is huge for what's going on in the Japanese scene. They were building something that I thought that he played a big, huge role in. New Japan was established far and away as the number one. What happens to them? Like, is the interest still the same without the big dog? I mean, they've been establishing a lot of young, talented wrestlers, I think, coming up, which is good for them. But it's going to look very nervous over there. I think that's one thing that people haven't considered. I know Dave Meltzer, somebody was like, well, what if Okada just goes to like Noah or All Japan or DDT or something like that? And they establish him as the big dog. And Dave Meltzer said that's not happening. But, I mean, what if it does? What if Okada doesn't want to leave Japan? It's not. It could possibly be. Everybody thinks you leave New Japan, the only thing that could be is he wants to be this American wrestler. No, I mean, he never said that. Did he say like that? The thing that gets me, Alex, is when he's over here, he doesn't look the most excited. Like, the Bryan Danielson match was a great match and when he came to America. But the one in Japan was a lot better for a reason, because when he come over here, he be in cruise control. I don't know if he wants to come and be in permanent cruise control. He might be like, man, it's easy over there. I just want to go take about 3 suplexes on a Wednesday night and take my ass home. So I just don't know. I'm so confused about this.
Yeah, I would say the same with Kota Ibushi, too. When they come over here and they wrestle, there's just like a little bit of the magic that's just not the same. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're like, I'm not going to injure myself for America. All right. Yeah. I'm not going to go that hard, which is understandable. But I mean, it would be a swerve if he joined AJPW, especially with what they're doing right now with their collaboration with WWE. Maybe.
What is this? How did we get here? Why did New Japan do this?
What did they do? What did they do? What are they spending their money on? What's going on? Bushi Road.
What's Nick happening? Namath? Dolph Ziggler? He got the big paycheck? They're like, either Dolph or Okada or Jack Perry. We're going to go with Jack Perry.
They're like, we need the Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
We need Tarzan.
How do you feel about Jungle Boy being up over there? Does it get your loins loining?
It doesn't make me cry a river, but I think it's cute.
It's cute.
I think it's cute. Why not? I want to see what he does, because right now with his character, I don't buy it. I don't like it. I miss the whole Jungle Boy. I do. I miss the Jungle Boy gimmick. I thought, I want to sing along. It's one of my favorite songs. want to sing along.
He can't be that for. It's like when Bailey was the hugging, you know, the inflatable dolls. You can't be that forever, Alex.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He didn't. I feel like he didn't have enough time with that gimmick in AEW. Like, I just. There's something about it where they were throwing in like Christian Cage, and I loved his collaboration with like Luchasaurus, but I don't know, like to go from that and then to what he's doing now, like he looks like a 5-year-old that found a leather jacket and said fuck like one time, and he's like, damn, I'm badass.
Everyone has to remember this is like a child. Like his dad was a super. His dad's like a superstar. Rest in peace, Luke
Perry.
Yeah, Luke Perry. Like he grew up as that guy's son, and like those vibes are still there. They need to lean more into that. Like just make him a bratty ass kid. That's what his gimmick should be. Not like I'm a badass. No, you're a brat, dude.
They need to lean into the nepo baby.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke Perry, I'd have him come out to the 90210 theme song. Like, I'd lean into it hard.
Da-na-na-na, oh my God, the 40-year-olds would be shaking their ass.
And, like, that's a benefit to me already. Like, I'm saying, look, we're just making money. Like, the 40-year-olds are shaking their ass. I'm excited. Jack Perry has a cool theme song. People are excited. We're selling Jack Perry dolls. Like, come on.
Dolls?
Yeah. Like they used to have the 90210 Luke Perry and Jason Priestley dolls.
Like Barbie dolls? Like Ken dolls?
Yes.
I mean, that would be great marketing right now with the Barbie movie.
You got to double up, Alex. You got to be thinking outside the box.
You're
right. Sometimes inside the box, the little doll box.
The little doll box? Yeah. Oh, there you go. Big brain media man over here. But we got
rack one up for me. Rack one up for me.
We got a super chat. Will, thank you so much for the super chat. We may be getting Bailey versus Io at Mania. And if WWE gets Okada, Cody versus Okada at Mania may ease the pain of not having Cody versus Roman.
What about The Rock?
Is he going to show up in Elimination Chamber, maybe?
Who?
The Rock. Or
no.
Is he going to show up at the Royal Rumble? Entrant number 30. And Cody's shaking in his little all-American boots.
The problem, Alex, is CM Punk has to win the Royal Rumble. So you got to keep the Rock. Who's going to throw out the Rock?
Gunther.
But no. You can't. No one can throw out the Rock. That's like something behind that. Like you're somebody if you throw out the Rock.
You know what? If Vince McMahon was making this, it would be Austin Theory throwing out The Rock.
Totally. 100%. Austin throwing out The Rock. That's our name right there.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm excited for Bayley versus Io. I think that Bayley's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Think so?
Yeah, I think she will.
What about Becky?
No, I don't think Becky's going to win the Royal Rumble. I think Becky can go on to WrestleMania and face Rhea Ripley without a Royal Rumble win. I would like to see Bayley, but... if Jade Cargill comes out, that prediction's out the window. I would love to see her win. But then who does she face at WrestleMania?
They're not. Jade Cargill's not going to win this. Let's start there. Because who's she going to face? You got to build. You can't. There's not enough time to build. They have to establish her and her coming in. She should come in, have some dominant showing in the Royal Rumble, throw out some people, look like a champion, but she can't win because there's nowhere to go with her immediately.
Make it into a triple threat. Rhea, Becky, Jade. You've got someone that's been dominating with that world championship. You've got Becky, who's one of the first women to main event WrestleMania. And then you have Jade Cargill, who, you know, God is a woman.
Okay.
I'm in.
I'm sold.
That.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, how come we haven't gotten to Bianca and Rhea yet? That's the Austin and Rock. We're selling this for a million years. Why aren't we getting to this yet?
We should be getting that. We should be getting that, especially with the history that they have from NXT. I don't know. Homegirl is. Bianca is busy promoting the Hulu show, in which I am going to watch. Yeah. And I know you're going to watch as well.
It's just Total Divas with. They're just like, how do we continuously flip this format forever to the end of time? I'm not mad at them.
I agree with you, though. Like, it. When are we going to get Bianca and Rhea? Like, it's just, it's right there, and it just seems like they're missing, taking different roads to avoid
They're it. Waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for. It's like, we could start going for it right now. We're going to do this match 20 times at WrestleMania. Might as well begin.
I don't think it should happen this year. There's too many, like, there's too many main event matches that you can have. Like, Punk versus Seth. You have Cody versus Roman. Rock, if he shows up. I don't think he is, maybe. I don't know.
You don't think The Rock's showing up?
I don't know. The actor's strike is over. The writer's strike is over. He's got to go back to Hollywood.
Fair.
Maybe. I don't know. Okada facing Cody at Mania, though.
He said that line. If The Rock didn't say that, I was like, nah, but you can't. If they tease it like that, like him saying the head of the table line and then don't, I'm like, that's very rude to your fans.
I mean, they were pretty rude back at Survivor Series when they were giving these vignettes of like, oh, he's debuted at Survivor Series.
No, y'all gassed. Y'all gassed yourself. You're mad. That was in Brooklyn, huh? You're mad. That's why you're there.
No, I was too busy dancing to Kevin Owens' theme song.
You're dancing. Where at?
In the stands. There's a famous GIF of me and my best friend, Lauren Moran.
Oh, I've seen dancing. It before. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Do you even follow me? Do you even follow my career? I follow yours. In the building, me and
Oh,
Lynn.
My God. Leave me alone.
Coach John, thank you so much for the super chat. Gunther versus Roman in Berlin. That's my prediction.
When's Berlin?
I don't know. Are they doing Berlin? Oh.
They've announced a bunch of shows.
They've announced a bunch of shows. I know they're doing Backlash in France. And then Elimination Chamber in Perth. So maybe. I think they've already done that. I think
they're saying
Berlin.
August.
Okay. There you go.
That's sweet. I love that they're ramping up these international shows. I mean, because that, you know, that Bad Bunny thing from last year was like the coolest thing of the year. So,
ugh, my heart.
Like,
it was so good.
Magic.
It really was, man. I felt so represented from that show when Selena came out with the flag, with her gear. Bad Bunny. Dude, that Bad Bunny entrance.
That was crazy. Yeah. That's one of the greatest wrestling entrances of all time, honestly.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even at a WrestleMania or a Wrestle Kingdom. It was just in Puerto Rico, baby.
That was insane. You didn't go. No?
No.
Oh, damn. You're going to regret it forever, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
That's actually, I don't regret that because that was immediately after WrestleMania.
Oh, it's true.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like the funds weren't there.
Yeah.
The
one
wrestling show I will always regret not going to was the first TakeOver in Brooklyn because it was Sasha versus Bayley.
Oh, yeah.
I found tickets. It was like a good seat for like $50. And my dumbass chose to go with my ex-boyfriend to a UFC party because I think it was like Conor McGregor versus somebody.
Wow. And you want to go to a UFC party instead of seeing one of the greatest matches, my favorite WWE women's match of all time. You want to go to a bullshit UFC party with your ex-boyfriend?
I know. It's disgusting. Don't worry. Twitter will clip this, though, and then make it viral and have a whole discourse about it later in, like, about 20 minutes. So don't worry. She doesn't care about women's wrestling.
She hates women's wrestling. She just likes ex-boyfriends and chicken tenders.
There were chicken tenders at the party, too.
No shit. You only go to places with chicken tenders. Oh, you only miss women's wrestling for chicken.
I only miss women's wrestling for chicken tenders. I
You're
gobble
like,
it,
okay,
swallow
I'll go
it,
to the party. I won't watch this greatest women's match of all time. I'll gobble it. You had to rewind. We are off the rails very early. Jesus Christ. I can't believe you missed Sasha and Bailey for some damn UFC.
I know.
And but not even the real show, just a party.
This was like when I was getting back into wrestling, though. Yeah. So I really didn't know. And with NXT, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Because I watched, what was it, like the Fatal 4-Way that they had with the Four Horsewomen. I remember, you know, Sammy and I think it was Pac, I think, for that first NXT, the first NXT takeover. So I remember, like, I was following it, but I was just getting back into wrestling because I was in college. I didn't have cable. The WWE network just came about. So I think Punk had left maybe 2 years before that. Like, he had just left. So I was very...
And they that match is what got people back. So, I mean, ironically, like, that's the reason that a lot of people came back. And that's still to this day, like, new women's wrestlers are like, I'm here because of that match. It's just, it's crazy, like, what that match did to wrestling history. And you could have been there, and instead you weren't. It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, there was a different TV that had NXT as well.
No.
All right, Twitter.
All right. No excuses. Why don't you go for a bathroom break and get a chicken sandwich or something?
Chicken tenders. Don't get it twisted. With my honey mustard. Okay? And some crinkle fries. Shout out to Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Y'all leave my friend Alex alone. She was hungry.
I was.
Damn.
I was.
Can't do nothing. Okay, have we read the super chat? We're just being silly.
Well, thank you so much for the super chat, of course. Also, the whole YouTube spiel. If you guys want to send in the super chat, you know what to do. Hit that dollar sign. And it helps contribute to the show and gets us into the algorithm, all that good stuff. Have we heard anything new about Seth's knee? And Naomi may or may not be at a Rumble.
What do you think about Naomi? She's there?
Yeah.
Big trend pulling up?
I think so.
She's trying to go be with her husband, huh? Oh, I mean, like, come on.
What, I want traveling, the separation.
Yeah, come on.
They just celebrated what, 10-year anniversary?
I'm trying to ride with my honey. I don't got time for this. Like, exactly. I don't. What do you want from me? But I mean, I just kind of love their trajectory. Like, in all this Mercedes talk, like, Trinity was right there next to her for all this stuff. So for her to like go and create this amazing run in Impact Wrestling and come back with this notoriety, I just hope that if she does, she is treated the way she should be treated. Because there's always been this, like, they thought she was a dancer, they thought she was this, they thought, like, no, she's a real wrestler trying to be a world champion. And I hope she gets the opportunity if she does go back.
I hope so too, because she was just starting to cook when she was having her SmackDown matches with Charlotte Flair. She was just starting to cook,
right?
And then they put her with Sasha, and it was great. You know, the entrance at WrestleMania was really cool. And they were champions. Like, they were bringing that title everywhere. That was probably the most I've seen that WWE Women's SmackDown title outside of WWE television.
Right.
Both of them. And then they left and they made a very healthy decision. I absolutely respect it 1,000%. Like, that's knowing your value, knowing your worth, especially as, you know, a person in entertainment. That's pretty hard when you're dealing with, like, you know, imposter syndrome and everything. Yeah. And years, she was in that company for a very long time, and she was heavily disrespected. She's definitely one of the best members of Total Divas on that roster. Yeah. I mean, she really was. Listen, everyone was like not communicating with each other, showing red flags, and she was the one to bring people down and just like cut the shit. She was a really great asset to the show. She was very entertaining. But then she went on to Impact and had a great run as Impact Knockouts champion. And Mercedes did a great job in Stardom, being the IWGP Women's Champion, you know. And then she got injured and it was cut short. And then Trinity, like, shined a little more, but that's only because of injury, really.
Yeah.
That's only because of injury. But then she had really great matches. Deonna Purrazzo was a good match. The match that we just saw with Jordynne Grace. Now she's no longer Knockouts champion. And if you consider the fact that Mickey James entered the Royal Rumble as Knockouts champion, so there's a little bit of a relationship there, a little bit of something there. So she could still have a few, you know, TV appearances in TNA, and then show up at the Royal Rumble.
Hopefully. Good for her. Hope she gets a shot.
Hopefully.
I'm excited about it. And then on the Seth front, I haven't heard anything. I mean, they said that he's off of Monday's Raw. That's not a good sign.
And he was pulled from some live events.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good sign either.
Yeah, it's not really good. Not really good.
Can you imagine how we've gotten here, Alex? We went from Tony Khan coming on, flaming this decision, to them having this match and Seth and Jinder having this match and it not being worth it. And then the goddamn champ got injured in the match. Like, you can't write it like this. And then Hook comes and cooks with Samoa Joe. I'm like, all right. I mean,
what is your honest opinion about all that? This is a safe space.
It's not a safe space.
I know. They're watching. They're all watching. They're going to put it on Twitter. They're all watching.
This is not a safe space. What's your honest opinion? Honestly? No.
Off the record, Reg. Off the record in front of 62 people.
It's all fun and games, I think. It should be all in the air. I came up in the Attitude Era, you guys, where nothing was off limits. People were giving away match results on TV. I was disappointed because I would watch Nitro would come on an hour before Raw. You would watch the hour before Raw came on, and Eric Bischoff would tell you all the things you're about to see. And I hate spoilers still to this day. Like, I don't subscribe to Sean Ross. I want everybody to subscribe to Spiteful Select, but I don't because I don't like spoilers. Sometimes I stay off Twitter because I don't want to read spoilers. I don't like them. I never have. And Eric Bischoff would be like, all right, you're about to see this, 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 and this right there before you, 5 minutes before you're going to click on. So I come from the generation of there's nothing off limits. These are just tweets to me. I still think CM Punk and the Young Bucks are all overreacting. Like, it's just a fight, you guys. Relax. It's pro wrestling. Get over it. So I'm probably not the one to ask because I was doing the, you know, get him Tony, because like I've just, it's pro wrestling, it's all supposed to be fun.
The Arsenio Hall,
yes. I couldn't remember Arsenio's name. That's hilarious. Shout out to Arsenio.
Yeah, he showed up at the Emmys. That's cute, man. Did he had a moment. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the Emmys because I don't be watching that shit.
Oh, so you didn't see the rap?
I did watch the rap reference, though, because you said you're gonna talk about it, and I'm mad that you made me watch that.
Hey, as everyone's favorite rapper, was it a rap?
No.
No.
It's not. That's not a... words, and you're saying them in a rap cadence, and they rhyme? No, that's a poem.
Yeah, Paul Walter Hauser won the Emmy, and he gave a shout-out to Matt Cardona. He is going to have a match with Matt Cardona, and gave a shout-out to Dudley Boyz, DDP, and Kota Ibushi. That's wild. That's the wildest part, that Kota Ibushi name-dropped on Fox during the Emmys.
Like a room full of nobody knows what this guy's talking about.
Nobody knows.
0%. Yeah, super interesting. I love the dedication that shows you kind of where pro wrestling is. It's like our niche little thing that'll never die. We'll always have a little section and there'll always be somebody famous, whether it be an actor or athlete or somebody that likes it over here. And it's weird. And when it's put on a pedestal like that, it looks even weirder to me. I don't know. Is it like that to you? When people on the outside world discover Alex, I'm like, don't. Like a woman will be like, tell me about wrestling. I'm like, I don't want to.
But if she was like, tell me about Total Divas, then you're like, yeah, man, Bryan Danielson, the greatest wrestler of all time.
No, absolutely not. I would not say that. That's disgusting. I don't know why you keep trying to put Brian in. Then they made another show where he was on there too, Total Bellas, right?
Yeah, he was on there, Total Bellas. They're following, you know, the journey of him going back into the ring. But in season three of Total Bellas, it is really funny. He's like really showing that he's sick of the cameras.
Oh, really?
And he's like, I want you guys to leave. Yeah. Because there's like a storyline in episode 5 or 6 where, you know, they're parents now and Bree's got a business and Brian's trying to get back into the ring and they're trying to have date nights. And they're being, not harassed, but like fans are following them, which they're paid actors.
Yeah.
They're absolutely paid actors. You know, fans coming up to them and being like, oh, can we take a picture together? And then there's one point where they go to this like really cute garden. And then he's like, I want the cameras to leave. This would be so much better if we were actually alone. So...
I can't believe they got him into 3 seasons. Like, they filmed him for that long. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, if the bag is heavy, wouldn't you do it?
He don't care about no bags. God, he don't care about no bags.
I mean, when Brie Bella is spending $30,000 on an art piece.
When Brie's going Brie mode, he's like, damn, I have to do this show or we're going to be homeless. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
He's going to compete with the robot John Cena, our favorite NPC.
See, I don't even know what these words, you're just talking. You're just saying, you're just like, these are, I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone let us know if you want a podcast of me going down the rabbit hole of Total Divas with world famous media man, Righteous Rich.
Don't encourage her, anybody. Everybody keep your thoughts to yourself.
Why not? Mm. Why not encourage it? Mm-mm. Oh, whatever. Mm-mm. Whatever. But yeah, the whole thing with, Seth being injured, man, I hope it really doesn't affect the WrestleMania plans that's going in with Punk, because that's lightning in the bottle of that happening. When they had their face off on Monday Night Raw, that was very exciting. And I don't know, I hope he's not completely injured.
That destroys plans. Could you imagine this setup they have? They get this magical moment of CM Punk coming back from a rival company with all this notoriety behind him, all this talk, everything. And then you get the Seth Rollins, this built-in story. You don't have to do anything. You just have to, like, here you guys go. And if Seth gets injured in the middle of it, that sucks. Where does CM Punk go if Seth Rollins is injured? I mean, anywhere at this point, really, it's CM Punk.
Where does he go in terms of like a WrestleMania match? Like, what's the plan B if Seth is injured?
Gunther? Anything. It's CM Punk.
The Rock?
No.
Listen, the Royal Rumble, I forget which year, but the Royal Rumble, CM Punk, I believe, was WWE champion, and mm-hmm. then The Rock won it from him.
Yeah, that was 2014.
Bring that story back. Bring that story back.
Like, that's the reason why he left, pretty much. Well, it's played. It was like one of the straws in the camel's back.
Yeah. It was one of the nails in the coffin for him mm-hmm. to just boogie on out.
Mm-hmm. This could really be a big. I mean, losing Charlotte and then potentially Seth. Those are some big blows, because I'm sure Charlotte was set to be in a gigantic main event, and if you lose Seth. Potentially one of your night's main events. I don't know where they're going to go from there.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to see.
But it's WrestleMania. It's a spectacle. It's 40 and everything will be fine.
Yeah. Will coming again with the super chat. Thank you so much. Thanks, Will. My wife became a Naomi fan because of Total Divas. So it's a good monkey paw.
Yeah. See, I hear that a lot. Like, people becoming fans of wrestling in general just off the show. That's why I'm like, I respect it. Maybe I should watch it.
But also people becoming wrestlers.
Becoming wrestlers.
Total Divas. Yeah. You know? Mm. You should watch it. Mm. You gotta do some tape study.
Tape study. Of Total Divas?
Yeah.
I live in a sick... I don't know what universe I crossed over into. But take me back.
I'm sorry. I've dragged you away from Fightful to the most unprofessional platform on wrestling.
I love
wrestling
it.
Media.
I'm tired of being professional. I want to talk off the record, like you said earlier. This is what I really think about Tony.
Yeah, Tom. I want to be a silly goose.
Just kidding. Everything's cool over here. I'm chill.
Everything's so serious. It's wrestling.
It is, Alex.
Yeah,
you need to be serious about this. Name your five favorite Okada matches right now if you like Okada.
Me?
Yes. You like Okada, name your five favorite Okada matches right now.
Okay, so I definitely loved Okada versus Bryan at Forbidden Door. I can't go wrong with Okada versus Omega. Mm-hmm. I forget if it was a G1, but there was a really great match with him and Kota Ibushi. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I know. Of course, his like show out with him and Shinsuke Nakamura. And then, you know, this era is pretty underrated, but I loved when Okada was coming out with the blue or the red balloon when he dyed his hair red.
When he had the red hair.
Yeah, yeah. And he was doing the Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Yeah, yeah. This was supposed to be a bit, but you really named off five things. Like, it was just to, like, you know, everyone, when a woman says she likes wrestling, you go, well, what's five things that you like about this obscure thing?
Yeah, exactly. Instead, some people are like, oh, you like Okada? Who's his uncle? It's like, I don't fucking know.
How many kids does a sister have? And you're like, what, dude?
My first year as Queen of the Ring, one of the comments was like, if you like Kenny Omega so much, when is his birthday? And I was like, ain't no way. No way.
I just always think like, do you think you're cool for saying this? You know what I mean? Like, you thought that was going to be like, yeah, I got her. Dude, what?
It's also like, shouldn't they be excited that women are just getting into wrestling?
That's all I'm saying. Why are you scaring these women away? It should be cool. Oh, you like wrestling? Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Instead, it's like, these fucking ring rats.
Don't be around here. Only I can like wrestling. Only I can talk to these dudes.
Oh, my God. You guys like Total Divas? You don't even know who MJF is. That's how they sound in my head.
And what does that, I just don't, I mean, I'm glad I don't understand because I'd be one of those incels too, so.
Yeah, no, you know? You don't need to understand.
I don't want to understand, it's nasty. No.
Ugh, it's gross, it's
get disgusting. A job! And like, touch a butt, dude, like, I don't know why you're being so weird.
Yeah, touch a little booty, consensually.
Consensually, of course.
Consensually.
Sorry, I should have led with that.
No, it's okay. That's fine. Canceled.
Oh my God. I'm never coming on this show again.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Is this the platform you're presenting, Alex?
They give me media credentials. You and damn I don't
New
say
Yorkers!
No,
so. I stayed. I was thinking about like I'd be podcasting with a bunch of like Cresta, you, Kate. I'm like, just what is this?
Yeah, I don't know. You're respectful. New York wrestling girls.
They should follow my lead, right?
Yeah, the men should follow your lead.
Come on, man! Exactly. I stay potting with the ladies respectfully.
Ladies, man. Your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, your favorite
chick magnet. Jesus Christ, man, your favorite chick magnet. That's the worst.
Jesus Christ. We love you as long as you're not in cagematch.com with the tribalism. Cagematch.com set some new rules for the tribalist wrestling fans.
What are they? I want to hear them.
Basically, if you're going on to a AEW page talking about an event, you can't talk about WWE, no mention of Triple H or Shawn Michaels. And then with WWE, there's no mention of Tony Khan and AEW because pretty much fans ruin it for everybody. And they're going with the WWE AEW route, going back to the Monday Night Wars, trying to feel something from the Attitude Era days.
It's like, dude, you're talking about a Grayson Waller match. Why is Tony Khan? What does Tony Khan have anything to do with this Grayson Waller match? Like, I never did. Oh, Io Sky had a great match, and Tony Khan's a cokehead. It's like, dude, what? How did? Where did you? I don't think these two things correlate. Just review the match and move on. I'm so happy that they implemented this. there's been a lot of discourse on Cage Match, Alex, and as someone who writes for PWI, shout out to PWI, who has also been in the news this week. I had nothing to do with it. Their fan voted awards, you guys. People just get so up in arms. You could be like, the fans voted for this, and they're still like, everybody at PWI is dumb. And I'm like, why am I in this?
Fuck me. What about?
Seriously. What happened here? But as someone who writes wrestling articles and, you know, does research, Cage Match is a huge tool. Everybody that does research for wrestling uses it. So when they started to get on the match ratings discourse, I'm like, don't nobody be on Cage Match for the match ratings. Like, that's not what this site is for. That's not the useful thing for this. There are people that are on there doing this wild shit, talking about tribalism in there. But for the most part, I'm trying to see what matches you had this year. Who did you wrestle? Some obscure matches. Like, it's such a different useful tool than what they're trying to use it for. I'm like, you guys are using this for tribalism. Y'all will make tribalism out of anything at this point.
But for real though, like the thing that happened with like Tony Khan and like Jinder Mahal, everyone's like foaming through the mouth and going feral and like, we're back in the days, baby. And then Cage Match had to shut that shit down. And I think the energy that they came with this week, we need to continue that energy going into 2024. Straight up. They straight up said, I wish all you idiots step on Legos for the rest of your life. You know how much you gotta piss somebody off?
They were mad. They were mad.
They were dead ass pissed.
Yeah. I mean, they forget that these are user, like it's like a user ran site. Like it's all just other fans. They don't have to do this. You shouldn't have these results. This all shouldn't be happening. And if you have a free, it's like when I put out the list, I'm like, okay, I did. Nobody paid me to do this service. This is just something I enjoy. I like this. I want these people to be known. When you're attacking me, I'm like, I did this for free. Why are you destroying me? And that's what it feels like with Cage Match. Like, these people do it for free. Y'all don't pay for nothing. Y'all use their resources. And then you attack them because Tony Khan says he uses them as a resource sometimes. What? And you think Triple H is not also using it as a resource, or somebody in WWE isn't also using that stuff? You got to be kidding me. Come on.
We all use it. That's the thing. If you are even a promoter, a wrestler, a content creator, a journalist, a writer, wherever you are in the atmosphere of professional wrestling, we all use Cage Match. It's such a reliable source. I use it a lot with Church of Joshi whenever we're highlighting a wrestler. And the one thing that I do use the little bit of the match ratings just to see like what's the best match of a particular wrestler.
Exactly.
With Church of Joshi, we're like, you know, highlighting a specific wrestler of like, this is the best of the best of what they deliver in the ring, what they deliver in their craft of professional wrestling. That is the only use that of with the ratings. Other than that, I don't give a fuck.
And there's a certain section, like the Josie section, some independent wrestling sections, where the tribalism doesn't exist. It's just like fans that really like wrestling reviewing wrestling matches. They're not involved in this. So you can use those ratings that people are actually honestly reviewing these matches in some parts of the site.
Yeah, yeah. I will never understand, like... Well, first of all, what I was going to say, I just remembered, like with Cage Match, I saw somebody on Twitter say, because they don't get paid, you know, they're just doing this out of the love of professional wrestling. And I saw someone say like, oh, well, you guys should consider charging if that's the case. And it's like, no, because if they do, then it's going to be a problem.
That's not going to be a problem with everybody. People's brains, how they work. Well, why don't you charge? So you can not pay for it and complain about why are you charging? And then
the capitalism is heavy in their brains.
Come on, dude, that's crazy. But they're yelling at Sean Ross up all day about charging $5 for news. It's like, do you guys know what you want? I don't think you know what you want.
No, they don't. They don't know what they want at all. And this is the thing. They don't know what they want. Because going back to WWE, the dark ages of WWE, when it was dog shit. Yeah. Like, we can all admit, there was a time in WWE when it was absolute dog shit, and there was nothing else to watch. Like, maybe there was Impact, maybe if you really went down the rabbit hole of New Japan, but now there's so much access to so many wrestling promotions throughout the entire world. It was not like that 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Mm-mm. And now we're getting what everyone's been complaining about, a brand new wrestling scene where people are jumping ship to one promotion to another promotion. People are getting released, and then like people are putting out these vignettes of like, here's where I'm going. I'm doing this world tour, mm-hmm. going to Japan, going to UK, going to Canada, going to Mexico. This is what fans have wanted and have asked for so long. And they're unsatisfied.
Yes, not enough. I need more.
It's not enough for them. Mm-hmm. It's not enough.
I came from the Attitude Era. When you talked about the WWE Network, when the WWE Network dropped, that was like the greatest day of my life. As someone who consumes wrestling content so much, I was a torrent guy. I don't want people. It's been a long time. I had like
shout out to Pirate Bay.
I'm saying Extreme Wrestling Torrents. I had terabytes. I still have these hard drives around it. Terabytes worth of wrestling that I would just let my computer die downloading. You don't have to do that anymore. Now everyone has a streaming service. There's YouTube. There's all these things. How could you have time to complain about something? I don't get it. I do get it because people can't. They're going to complain forever. But it's like, if this sucks, just go find something else. There's so many other things that are awesome.
And it apparently, I don't know what it is. I feel like the tribalism, to me, it's giving someone who can't let down the high school heydays.
Yes,
you know,
totally.
Like it's someone that wants to really like.
I was the quarterback. Through. I scored 3 touchdowns,
and they still go to the football games. Mm-hmm. They're still going back to the high schools. Like, oh, there's my championship, and mm-hmm. I won like class president or whatever. Totally. Like it's like they want to go back to the days of the Attitude Era. And yes, it was a time capsule that
it wasn't that great.
The
wrestling
imagine.
Now is like 1,000 times better. Like if you want the wrestling, so you're tripping. Better. It's 1,000 times better now. There was Stone Cold and The Rock, but we ain't going to get another Stone Cold and The Rock, you guys. What do you want from us?
No, we're not. We're going to get a whole different version of maybe the electric energy that delivered to professional wrestling, but it's not. Whoa. Okay. I know I hit a chord there. You okay,
offended.
Buddy?
I was offended. Had to get that phlegm out of here. I'm like, oh, this is gross.
But it's just like the tribalism. It's gross. It's like phlegm.
It's like phlegm. Wrestling. It's like phlegm. If these guys knew that they don't, I was going to say, if they knew that they were phlegm, they were stopped. Do you think some of these people know? When I went to meet someone at there was a hotel that AEW wrestlers were staying at, and there was people outside of it waiting. And I was like, do you know that you're not cool? Like, do they know? Like, do you know? Like, the wrestlers think you're they don't think you're cool. Like, what does this do? They don't care.
They don't. And they defend it. Like, they'll defend WWE with their whole hearts. They defend AEW. And these wrestlers do not
give a fuck.
Oh,
my God. They don't care one bit.
If only they knew that all of these wrestlers might be friends?
Wow. Like, you guys don't see what they're doing at the dungeon with Natty Natty? Why do you think there's like 5 different wrestling promotions at one place?
Wasn't there like discourse with Ricky Starks being in that dungeon? Like, what's going on? It's like they're so unaware.
I see what they're doing though. We need to have a discussion about the dungeon. I know what's going on over there. Triple H is like, hey, Natty, hey, why don't you have a little session over here and bring a whole bunch of people that I want to have over here? I see what time it is.
A recruitment.
I mean, what does this look like, Alex? Look at these. When I watch these videos, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? Like, can we have a central place that you guys all meet at? Because this looks like you guys are all meeting at their house.
They're meeting at like a garage. Somewhere, a storage unit.
A WWE sponsored storage unit.
Hey man, it can't be a basement somewhere up in Canada. All right, it's got to be the garage of the PC center.
It's got to be professional. Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, this isn't the PC. This isn't the PC. Don't show any fixtures or anything.
But I do wonder, what is the pipeline from tribalism to wrestling fans that wait out in hotels and airports? They've got to be the same people. They have to be. They have to be.
Yeah. Freaks.
They're freaks.
It's sad. I'm sorry. I don't even want to. I want to be serious. Stop it, you guys. Like, if you're watching this, don't do this. None of the wrestlers like it. Like, it's 11:30. Some of them just had like a big brawl. Some of them are coming with blood still on their faces. Leave them alone.
They're not going to listen to us.
They're not. They're not. They're not watching this.
No, they're not watching this.
That's why sometimes when people are yelling at on the internet, I'm like, the people that you're yelling at aren't. They're not looking at these tweets.
No, they're not.
This isn't going to get to them.
You are muted.
You're muted.
Yeah.
They don't care about this. Oh, you're yelling at blah, blah, blah from New York. This yelling guy. He don't care. Stop, dude. Stop dunking on him. That helps him. It's food. It's fuel for him. It doesn't change. Like, people aren't like, oh, actually, he is a jerk. No, his fans are like, he's cooler when you guys show this racist and terrible shit. So stop it.
It's the edgelord, like, humor and culture that's still left behind in the internet, really.
Exactly. Not just Dane Cook culture and shit. It's like, y'all are still these people. It's like, yeah. Dane Cook culture.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The tribal frat
boys who think they grew up, but they're still frat boys. And it's like, why are you a frat boy? You're 36.
Yeah. And then in their like Tinder profile pictures, it's just them posing with a little fish that they caught in their daddy's boat.
Is that a thing? Because I see on women's profiles all the time, if you have a fish on your profile, you're the worst. I'm like, are there this many fishermen out here? Like, are you just swiping fish? What is that?
There's a lot.
Why?
There's like an overwhelmingly, I don't fucking know. I'm not posting those profile pictures.
But I hear this all the time, Alex. Like, it is real because women are like, stop putting fish in your profile. What is this?
Because it's like, it's not impressive. No. One. And there's the first picture is like catching the fish. And then the second picture is with all of their frat like house in those like weird boat shoes with the cargo like shorts
tucked
and the little
in,
like polos.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Some of them wearing two polos at once, flipping up the collar, you know?
Still?
I guess. I don't know. I don't date those guys.
Oh, yeah. Freaking I'm like, you swiping on those losers?
No, I have taste. but it's a thing. And like those profile the profile bios of those guys will be like, need a fit woman. I'm trying to get married and have kids. If you don't follow that lifestyle, blah, 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 this and that.
Don't have a job. You're staying at home with my kids. I'm like, yo, what?
Yeah. If you don't have a job, if you're not fit, and you don't have $10,000 in your credit card or your debit card, don't swipe right on me, okay? And it's like, okay, whatever.
Okay, yeah, I won't. No, easy.
I'm not. Thanks.
Thanks for spelling it out for me, bro. I'm definitely not going to swipe right.
That's terrible. I saw one profile while ago that was like, if you have an office reference in your bio, don't talk to me. And then that dude had a photo of him in like the Scranton office like display thing, you know, like those like things where it's
if
like
you have an office reference, you're out of here, but it's him in an office reference. What a sick world we exist in. But they make it easy for me. Yeah, he probably does. It makes it easier for me, Alex. I love it. Anytime the guys, I'm like, I just have to do the bare minimum to be existing out here. I just have to. You say hi, and women are like, "Hey," I'm like, well, it's like, thank you, thanks for sending your privates off first rip, because it's just a smooth sailing for me. I just walk into it. You know what I mean? Like, the bar is so low. I just have to be a regular, normal human in the world.
It's so low, like. The bar is so low. The only like requirements is like, one, you have to wash your ass.
Yep.
Two, you have to own deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Those are like things you should do, though. Like, you're not even going out of your comfort zone. Like, you should, I should be like, all right, it's the morning, shower,
know how to do your laundry. Maybe invest in some cologne. Listen, even if it's like Axe body spray, like,
I'm telling you,
like, it stinks, but as long as you don't smell like
put y'all on game at Marshall's, they have a case, they have a whole bunch of colognes in there. Like, maximum, like, you could get you like a $25 cologne and it's gonna smell bomb. Yeah. Go to Marshall's, dude. Don't get the Axe. The Axe is terrible. It's gonna wear off, and women don't like that anyways. Like, the bar's low, but it has to be, you gotta be like a little bit above that.
A little bit above. Just a tiny bit above. Wash your ass, respect women.
That's hard for a lot of people. Like, you're already zero for two for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta take a shower and I gotta respect women. I mean, one or two for most
guys. No! Oh my God.
Like, what, you want both of those things? I don't know if I can do all that.
Listen, with my ex, I thought I had it. He knew how to wash his ass and he respected me, but then he ate Domino's pizza like every single day and it was rough and he didn't
know
how to cook.
Why are you Domino shaming?
I'm not Domino shaming, but like, if I'm coming home from work and I'm just like, oh, you know, like, maybe you could cook dinner. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I'll cook dinner. And then he orders Domino's pizza.
Okay.
Domino's pizza in New York City.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of. Yeah. Okay. I get it. No, I get it. You're a New York girl. I wouldn't bring a New York girl Domino's. She'd punch me.
If you bring me like deep dish lasagna, maybe. Because deep dish is lasagna.
Yeah. I'm not a fan, honestly.
No, I'm not either.
Not a big fan. But yeah, dude, get an air fryer. I don't know why I keep putting y'all on game. You don't know how to cook, get an air fryer. It's the easiest way to learn how to cook. You can impress these women. They think that you're a master chef, and you're like, no, I just popped it in there. Beep, 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 and we're cooking.
Yeah. Listen, if I come over and you pop in some pizza rolls in the air fryer.
See, no. Look. Look, again, the bar's in hell. It has to be a step above. You can't feed a woman pizza rolls. Anything that you like, you would eat on a regular Thursday night, like a can of Chef Boyardee, some pizza rolls, and a Hot Pocket. Do not feed that to a woman out of the air fryer. There's
steps to
this.
What should be out of the air fryer? Like, what are you going to give me?
Some salmon, some chicken, something that's going to...
Salmon in the air fryer?
Why are you saying it like that? Yeah, you never had salmon in the air fryer?
No, I never have, actually.
Putting you on game again. I'm putting everybody on game today.
I put, like, my Brussels sprouts in the air fryer.
You don't put your fish in the air fryer?
No.
You should try it, Alex.
I haven't.
You should try it.
Yeah, I guess I should.
Yeah. It's good.
Like, some salmon?
It's good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Usually my veggies are in the air fryer. Like,
you don't
broccoli.
Put no meat in there?
No, I just cook it on the stovetop.
See? My space. I don't really have a stovetop, so I gotta MacGyver my meals. But I make it happen, and then you could too. Get you an air fryer, get you some not pizza rolls, and get you, I mean, but also though, look, I'm talking crazy. Some women are like, you hook them up with some pizza rolls, and that's cool too. Like, you don't have to, you know, have these crazy meals. You could just have like something that you got from the dollar store. Some women are like that, but you gotta test the waters though.
Yeah.
See, your face, you're not one of those. You gotta test the waters, like I said.
Maybe not pizza rolls, but if you pop in like taquitos.
See,
I'm down like Judge Joe Brown. All right. Okay. Juan with the super chat. Thank you so much. If tribalism wants to scare the women away, just attend the wrestling nightclub. That moment, that's when the ladies will mace you. No fun tribalism.
Alex, are you going to the wrestling nightclub? You saw this little viral clip that was going crazy.
I did. Well, the clip that I saw, apparently it wasn't the actual nightclub from what I saw on Twitter. Okay. Like, it was just like someone is promoting it and then they added in the music. I don't know I don't know if that's true or not, but I did see that the wrestling nightclub is coming to Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend.
Is it?
I saw that. Yeah.
Wow.
Are we going?
I think we might be going to the wrestling nightclub.
If it's the same night as Wally Mania, no.
We can't.
I'm going to Wally
Mania.
Yeah.
That's our wrestling nightclub. I don't know what the other. Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, we've been there. It's called Wally Mania and it's cool. But
yeah.
The wrestling, I don't. If the hotel and airport bros are going to be there, I don't know.
Okay. I can imagine the wrestling nightclub is full of just bad bitches, baddies all across the board. What? And then there's a corner of guys that their best dress is like those WWE printed button down shirts. And they're like super fly in the club with their body axe spray. Like, that's how I imagine, like, one section is just the baddest women in the world, and then those guys.
See, my thing is, like, I'm even surprised that you're like, are we going? Because I'm like, I thought that zero women would be there. Like, no.
I've seen some women tweet out that they would like to go. But see, if it was like a women's only wrestling nightclub, that sounds so much more fun.
Like, that's fly.
Yeah.
But, like, if the troglodytes could go in there, I don't really know.
Yeah, see, like, if it was like a queer wrestling nightclub,
oh, killing it, it's fire. You're gonna have the best night of your life.
Oh my god, could you imagine if they had like drag queens there?
I'm saying,
and they're doing whole numbers.
Like, that's gonna be a time. But like, we're gonna talk about our five favorite Bret Hart matches in the middle of the club. That's not really the vibe I'm interested in. I don't know about you.
Have you seen the meme of the guy like talking to the girl and he's in her ear,
mm-hmm,
and he's like, so, you that's know, the Royal Rumble, Mick Foley came out three
that's
times.
That's what I think it's going to be. And I'm like, I don't know if we want a club full of that? Like, oh, can I talk to you over here for a minute, ma'am? Okay. So at WrestleMania 3, Andre, you're like, what?
So, you know, I'm a Kenny Omega fan. His birthday is.
Yeah,
yada,
no,
yada.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. I hope it's a different night than Wale Mania so we could go and have a good laugh.
I hope so, too. Like,
it might also be fun. I don't know.
Watch.
We might be talking all this shit, and it might be the best time. Like, there might be a bunch of bad bitches and some guys that are not the worst.
They might have, like, bottle service where, like, the bottle service has pyro. You know? That'd be pretty sick.
Wrestling fans are also cheap, is something you have to remember. So, like,
that's true. When it comes to WrestleMania weekend, they're spending that all in the superstore.
Come on, Alex. You think they're about to go buy drinks at the club? No. I'm going to buy the U.S. title tomorrow.
No, not even. They're going to buy the Stanley Cups with the WrestleMania logo on it.
Exactly. You think I'm about to waste this on a Coke in the club? No way. Because they're not drinking alcohol. A lot of them don't drink alcohol.
A lot of them don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, the straight edge.
They're getting like the $5 PBR and a shot deal, mm-hmm, at the dive bars. That's what they're doing.
What a sick place. What a sick, sick place. A wrestling themed nightclub? Who wants? I love wrestling. I swear, Alex. I have like 12 podcasts a week. I have zero interest in really attending that, you know? And I'm obsessed with it. And I'm like, I don't want that.
I would go just to people watch. That's the only way I would go. And if I go in for free, that's also another reason why I would go.
Also, but listen, I've been to a wrestling show. I can observe it there. Why do I got to go to a place that's...
No, man, that's a different environment. To see people trying to like hit on different people.
Okay.
With their,
you're selling
with their
me again.
Roman Reigns,
like,
tribal
right.
chief shirt. I don't know. That sounds so fascinating.
Twerking the wrestling themes.
But you already know if there is a wrestling nightclub happening at WrestleMania, there's going to be one guy bringing in all his belts like Ultimate Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
I didn't even think about that. See? We can't. That's embarrassing, Alex. We can't. I don't want to see that. I'm embarrassed for that guy. I know that guy, and I know he's going to bring... I'm like, dude, put
We've
all your
belts
away.
We've seen that guy at many wrestling shows.
And
that guy exists.
See, that's like... The reason I don't want it the most is because that's embarrassing. You got 10 belts in the club, dude? Stop, man. I'm embarrassed for you.
He's got 10 clubs in, like, championship belts, and he's still trying to, like, sip on his Tito's and soda. Holding on to the
God.
Belts.
And he's playing his own themes off of his phone because he doesn't like what the DJ's playing at the club.
No, he's holding up like there's like an app where your phone just flashes like a message. And he's flashing it saying like, play Judas.
Play Judas.
Play Judas. It just says Judas.
With all his belts. Judas. club sucks. Shut her down. Shut her down, you guys. Terrible.
Holy, I want to go. We're out. We're going.
Oh my God.
Wow. Will, again, thank you so much for the super chat. My wife can't stand both fans' backs. She's
that. She's not a grown-ass man are acting like this.
We would understand if it's kids, but it's old-ass men. Yeah, listen, it's old-ass men in the club begging for Judas to get played.
Don't show up to the wrestling theme bar with your belt, you guys. Hate that it has to be said out loud.
I would Damn,
wrestling fans don't know how to act, Alex. I swear
they don't. That guy showing up with the 24/7 title,
man.
And I'm challenge it.
That's right there. What Juan said, they would be having wrestling matches in there. You can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
They would, dude. Actually, if there is a wrestling nightclub, I would imagine it to be like WrestleMania in New Orleans. Have you been to a WrestleMania in New Orleans?
I have, yeah.
Down Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's still chanting. I went WrestleMania 34 and people were chanting like delete down Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. They were doing wrestling matches on Bourbon Street.
Yeah. I was at 30, so after Brian won, they were chanting yes and it was wild, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the closest to what it's gonna be. A bunch of drunk dudes just trying to get chants off, chopping each other, pinning each other in the street. Sounds terrible.
Starting so many chants. Like, what's like the biggest chant happening right now in wrestling? What is it?
Probably LA Knight.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
In the
that's all you're gonna hear. Yeah. Ugh.
That
sounds cool to y'all. I'm saying.
I don't know.
That sounds like a time people want to have.
They're going to do the LA Knight chants. They're going to wrestle each other. People are going to say, we want tables chants. And then someone's going to like Batista bomb somebody into the VIP section.
Yeah, it's not going to work, you guys. It's not going to work.
If it doesn't work at Wally Mania, it's not going to work anywhere else.
But honestly, all this that you're describing, I'm like, I mean, I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it like up in the rafters, like Sting.
Yeah, exactly. I can't because it's gonna smell awful.
Smell so bad.
The end of the night of the club with not wrestling fans is god awful. Imagine a bunch of wrestling fans crammed into a spot that's hot.
Listen, I've stayed for like past WrestleMania when like most people are leaving because, you know, it's WrestleMania trying to like beat the foot traffic.
You can't
stay
beat
in
them.
For a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is disgusting on that floor.
Terrible.
It's sticky.
It's nasty.
There's trash everywhere.
You would think there's a bunch of children down there. Like,
honestly.
Disgusting.
But it's grown ass adults.
You went to 35. It was in New York. That was the worst. The worst get from my seat back to my room in history was WrestleMania 35. Terrible.
It was as awful for me as it was for you. It was really bad. Okay, so when I left WrestleMania 35, fun story. We randomly saw Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Okay.
Like random, and we took a picture with him. We were like, "This is the greatest night ever. The women main evented. This is awesome." And then we waited for the train.
Oh my God.
For like two hours.
Yeah.
Downpour.
Yeah.
It was raining all on us. Mm-hmm. And then like I was with three other friends and we were just like, dude, let's just split an Uber back to the city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and it was like $150 Uber ride. But when you're splitting it with four people, it's like okay, you know, but it was bad. Yeah, people are saying yeets in the club. That's what they're going to
be saying. Oh, yeah. Yeet is what they're going to be saying, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't know how to act.
What a
terrible place to exist that would be.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have so much fun.
Ugh. God. You're going to be getting hit on. No. Are you going to be getting hit on?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the game?
What's a wrestling fan's game? To get my number?
Yeah, like, what do they say to you?
First, you need to be a woman. That's one. Okay. And that's it.
That's it. Man, there's not a lot of rules.
I don't think I would give a wrestling fan my... I don't know. I don't want to eat where I shit, you know?
I see how they be moving out here, so I get it.
No, man, like, I've been to a couple of shows where, like, I, like, you know, you say, like, oh, I'm going to hit up, like, this indie show, blah, blah, blah. You see me, come say hi. And people will come up to me and be like, here's a drink. And I'm like, thanks. Tosh it in the trash.
Yeah, what?
No. I'm not doing that. If you're going to buy me a drink, I have to be there with you at the bar.
Like, these are rules that these guys should know. Like, you don't just bring a woman a random drink. What kind of a creep are you?
Reg, most of them don't even know not to wait outside of airports and hotels.
Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Points are being made. Mm-hmm. But it's also difficult. Because, like, if a woman comes up to you at a wrestling show, what's the game there?
That doesn't happen. Most women are there with the dude. And if, yeah, just, I don't know. It'd be a first. I'd be like, hey, whoa, wow. Hey, nice to talk to you. This is crazy.
Really? The Grapsody show doesn't bring in anybody? No?
They all are attached to someone.
Yeah?
Like, really? 99% of the time, they're like, and here's my dude, or here's my girl. You know what I mean? Like, no? It's never like, hey, Grapsody's a great, and I don't have a dude attached to me. It should be, though. What's going on here?
It's not like, hey, I know you're in the building and you're media man, my favorite rapper, my favorite writer, my favorite podcaster.
Nope,
I heard
I'm trash.
Chick magnet.
Nope, nobody likes me. I'm
Listen,
dirt.
I get people hitting on me in my own Twitch chat sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty out there. You know?
Yeah.
You like stream and people could talk to you and shit.
Yeah. I'm accessible, I guess. Yeah. People come up to me. They linger. That's the one thing.
They linger. I've stood in a wrestling show with Denise, and I noticed that, like, there's a bunch of, like, I'm like, what is this? Like, they're all weird about it. And it's like, don't be weird about it. Just, like, say, hey, Denise, can I have a picture?
Yep.
Because exactly. If I feel weird, she definitely feels weird.
Oh, I'm sure she probably feels weird. Trust. We feel weird. Like, if you come up to... No problem. You want to say hi. You want to say, oh, thank you so much. Like, I love your content, this and that. You want to take a photo. You want to talk a little bit about wrestling. No problem. I will always give fans that watch my content, that, you know, follow me, always give you the time of day. After that, I'm trying to enjoy the show. I'm trying to be with my friends. You have no idea how many times I am at a show with, like, just normal friends, even like with you, with other media people, mm-hmm. or just with other friends, and there's someone that, like, is there, and they're just, like, lingering, and it's okay. There's, like, you know, social cues, I get that, but sometimes, you know, there's just people that linger there a little too long, mm-hmm. and then I have my friends being like, who's that? Do you know him? I'm like, I don't
right.
know who the fuck nope. that is. I don't Mm-mm. know who that is. Sometimes. Mm-mm. Sometimes. It's not people that are, like, in my Twitch community, like, in my Discord or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I know them, and I'm totally fine with them just, like, sticking around. But there's other people that have no idea who they are, and they're just lingering. And then they contribute to the conversation. It's like, mm-hmm. you have no idea how cringy you are.
Right it's now. Weird. That's weird. That's weird.
And then they leave the building, and they go wait at the hotels and the airport.
It's like a bit. They just keep coming back around to, like, a stand-up bit.
It is. Mm-hmm. I remember it was, what was it? I think it was Royal Rumble when I went to Phoenix. And I, like, got my bag, you know, was waiting for a taxi. And there was a fan that had a whole, like, science project board. And it was flat in a Funko Pop boxes mm-hmm. of I don't even know who it was, but, like, it's just a whole board that they have, and it's people just, I guess, signing it or whatever. Like, they really go to the lengths.
Some dedication. It is some dedication. They don't like that shit. No, they don't like it. None of the one, even the ones that you think like it, they don't like it either.
No, they don't.
Man.
But I know that some wrestlers are like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, which but is, they don't like it either.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, even the ones that are like, oh, this is okay. No, always, they don't like it either.
Yeah.
They just, like, are so nice that they're not, they're going not to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're just not.
They're not.
What's, like, the worst thing you've seen at a wrestling show with fans?
That's pretty bad. Just because, like, it's, like, the end, like, what match was that? That was a... I'm like, this fool still has blood on his face. Like, they just came from a scrum. You know how long a scrum is? Like, I just had a match, and I went to the scrum. I don't want to sign nothing, not even for 5 seconds. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a sick place. Sick place to exist in. And they don't, like, they just don't have any compassion. And I think that's the part that gets me.
Yeah, I don't think they really see these people as real individuals, like real human beings. They're larger than life, you know, they're big characters on television, but I don't think these people actually see them as actual humans sometimes. I would say the craziest thing I've seen at a wrestling show, I was at Grand Slam last year when that Macho Man got drunk. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm. I don't know nothing about this.
There was some dude dressed up as Macho Man, and he was very drunk, and I think he was actually trying to go to ringside, and he had the wig on, and security was trying to, like, hold him back and take him down. His wig flew. He was bald, and... You haven't seen this video?
I haven't seen it.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it. That is the wig flew.
It was bald.
Yeah, he was bald. He was trying to fight back. He was in that classic Macho Man Slim Jim costume that they sell on Amazon.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I've seen it.
I can't even. I've been to so many shows. They all blur together at this point.
Yeah, that's true. You're a media
man. I've seen a lot. I've seen a little. I've seen all of it. I'm not a media man. I'm done with that. I'm just Reg. Just kidding. I'm media man forever. Don't you forget.
Shots fired. Well, again, with another super chat, I got to say, I hope that report of AEW not trying to get Julia because they don't think she's hood.
I think it's fan good.
Or good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's fake because that sounds crazy. Yeah, that does sound crazy. Julia's the GOAT. Are you about to give a scoop?
Something to it.
Yeah?
Let's move on.
Okay. Let's move on from that then. I thought we were going to get an exclusive, guys. I'm sorry. Off cameras. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Reg, we talked about it all.
Today. We did.
We talked about Okada. We talked. You gave advice.
I gave some advice.
Wrestling fans can touch some consensual booty.
Mm-hmm.
Air fryer. Mm-hmm. No pizza rolls.
No pizza rolls, you guys.
No pizza rolls.
Respect.
There's been so much wrestling on this week. What is a match that people should watch? That you enjoyed this week? What is it?
What happened this week? Oh, Joe and Hook, I think, is probably the coolest thing that's happened this week just because of that buildup, who Samoa Joe is, what Hook is. I think all of that, the elements for that are really high. You should definitely check that out.
Yeah, that was a wild match. That was a fun match. That
so
was
fun. Like, that's so most important. Fun. A lot of matches are good, great, blah, blah, blah. But when matches are fun, it's different.
When matches are fun and it's brutal and Samoa Joe is just throwing dudes and I'm like wincing and I'm like, oh my God, I want to have fun like that.
Samoa Joe's trying to kill a guy in front of his dad. It's like, come on.
Oh, that's amazing. I always want to see that. Always want to see that. I'm surprised Taz didn't just come in, jump into the ring,
I know.
Throw in the towel.
Oh, look at that. That would have kind of been a good angle, though. They probably should have thought of that.
Yeah, they probably should. But instead of, like, it should have been an orange towel.
Taz throws in the towel. But he wouldn't, though. He's been telling us on commentary for so long that Hook's the toughest motherfucker I've ever seen. He wouldn't do that.
I love Taz on commentary when his son is in a ring. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. Like, he brings a different... I don't know. It's just, it's entertaining to hear a good papa praise his mm-hmm. son. And Hook is not like the typical Nepo baby either.
He's not. He's different. Oh, that's a good question somebody asked in the chat. What if the pizza rolls are from Domino's? Huh?
Does Domino's sell pizza rolls?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. I don't think so either. Mm. I don't know what Domino's sells. Do they still have the bread pasta bowls?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Domino's is pretty not that good. I don't know why your homeboy was like that. Like, if there's a cheap place to obsess over, that's not it.
No, there's plenty of reasons why we broke up. That was definitely one.
But like, that makes even worse.
Papa John's.
It's even worse because you're in New York, dude. Just like, go and get some good pizza. Why are you like? I eat Domino's because I live in California and I have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a choice.
But then that's like. I guess the equivalent to that would be if I just order Taco Bell in California when there's like amazing.
Like, go get Mexican tacos. Food, dude. Why are you eating Taco Bell?
Okay. Or Del Taco.
Del Taco, that slaps hard.
I've never had it, I don't think.
Like, as someone who like loves Mexican food, like I do also like Del Taco and Taco Bell.
I don't think I've had Del Taco. Have plenty of Taco Bell. Listen,
I mean, everyone.
You get a Crunchwrap Supreme or a Cheesy Gordita Crunch. Put it in the air fryer the day after.
Air fryer, we brought it back.
When you're hungover, amazing.
So keep some day old Cheesy Gordita Crunches in your house, and if a babe comes over hungover, put it in the air fryer. Give it to her.
Listen, take my hand in marriage. If you're going to do that, take my hand in marriage. I like it. Put a ring on it. Okay? Okay.
So silly. Domino's has terrible wings. I ordered wings there one time, and they were like this big, legit. And
no way.
What? Why are you guys selling? This is a scam. I was so mad. But then I was mad at myself. I was like, you the one that ordered wings from Domino's, dude. It's
what were you expecting?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I was like, it's on you, dummy, not them.
Should have went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
No.
No?
That's BBWs? No, BWWs. I almost go there because when I drive by, I see BBW and I'm like, oh, that's the spot for me, but it's not
BCC. Is that the thing?
No. We're not going there. No.
Oh
yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. yeah Mm-mm. See, when Blackpool Combat came around, I kept calling them BCC and everyone was like,
BBC,
are you sure about that? And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, no, BBC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how this keeps happening.
Why do you come on? Why do you keep coming on? It's because we have a great old time, you know? We have a good time, you know? Anywho, I'm going to make you watch Total Divas, and we're going to have some wings and pizza rolls as we watch it together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll get real wings and real pizza rolls.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of lessons here today, Alex.
Yeah, like what?
Like... pizza rolls could be a woman could possibly like pizza rolls. Make sure to time your chicken tender run on a not women's match. Always pick NXT Brooklyn over a UFC party or something with Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Don't have a fish in your profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty important one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And don't get Domino's pizza. Get New York style pizza.
Yes. Get New York style pizza or deep dish, wherever. Or Detroit style. I've never had Detroit style pizza.
Me neither.
I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't think so either.
Isn't it just a Sicilian?
It's like, it's either New York or Chicago, or it's just pizza.
Yeah.
From them. Don't try to stake your claim. Oh, Detroit. All right, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's just like, it's like New York versus Chicago, and Detroit's like, wait, me.
And it's like, no.
No way. No way.
Stay over there, Eminem.
Mom spaghetti over here.
How do you have a dog in the fight? You're talking about spaghetti. All our Detroit supporters are like, yeah, fuck you guys. Sorry, Detroit.
We're canceled in Detroit.
Yeah, we are. I get it.
We'll fly into Detroit, and instead of fans waiting for us, they're just kicking us out.
Mm-hmm. They're like, don't. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. We get it. All right. We'll go back to our gates in the airport. Let's just stop for ticket tenders first.
Thank you.
Oh, Reg, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure having you on. Mm-hmm. You're great. You're amazing. You're the media man. You're in the building. Mm-hmm. And now you're exiting the building.
I am. You're such a pain in my ass.
What do you mean?
Come on, you guys. You started the show by stealing my intro, and you're ending the show by stealing my intro. I don't know.
No, it's an outro. Do you have an outro?
I don't have an outro. We usually just shut her down.
You're welcome. Now you have an outro. Media Man has left the building. Peace out. Subscribe.
Don't.
Follow me here.
I guess
shout
so.
Out Cali.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're right. That's pretty much it. Find me every Saturday, Philip Lindsay, Grapsity Podcast. Every Wednesday, I'm on with Denise. Every Wednesday, I'm also on with Mike. Every Thursday, I'm on with Kate. Ask Grapsities every other Thursday. I'm on the internet. Sometimes I hate social media. Righteous Reg. Pizza.
Pizza Hut is going to sponsor this episode. No, they're not.
Send me some coupons. That would be dope.
Some stuffed crust.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what they always say. You can't out pizza the Hut.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and watching and subscribing. I'm Alex Lajas. You can follow me everywhere. Queen of the Ring. Thank you for checking out the Queen of the Ring podcast. And I will see you guys next week. Let me know if you want to see more of Reg. And if you want us to do a Total Divas recap show. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, bye, guys.